vintage steam locomotive weighing over 100 tons.
It became an icon for steam.
Can these British engineers bring it home on an epic journey across two continents?
What's wrong?
Against a merciless deadline, the team must navigate treacherous roads.
Stop going out, boss.
Jammed rail routes.
It's blocking the railway lines.
And stormy oceans. Over 70 days and nights. One super long locomotive. One team on a mission to move it. A titanic task that will test the nerves of the people that dare to do monster moves. The city of Bloemfontein lies in the heart of South Africa. Once a major railway hub, steam engines passed through this region every day, hauling goods and people across the country. But today, Bloemfontein is where old steam engines go to die. At this yard, they dismantle one locomotive a week to sell for scrap. But there is one unlikely survivor. This majestic 60-year-old engine. The 15F is one of the last surviving locomotives of its kind. A classic from the golden age of steam. It was built in Glasgow by the North British Locomotive Company, the largest locomotive factory in Europe in the early 1900s. At its peak, the factory shipped 400 locomotives a year all over the globe from the Americas to the Far East. More than 2,000 locomotives were exported to South Africa alone. To safeguard the future of this precious engine, a museum in Glasgow has sent one of Britain's leading heavy haulers, Andrew Goodman, on a rescue mission to Bloemfontein. Joining Andrew is engineer and fellow steam enthusiast Jim Mitchell. This locomotive ran for 40 years. It pulled the prestigious Blue Train along the 1,600-kilometer route from Pretoria to the Cape.
It's really important to take one home, as much for the people of Glasgow themselves, because a good part of their heritage has been forgotten.
But moving this 15-meter locomotive almost 10,000 kilometers back to Glasgow will be a big challenge.